This is Blues at the Junction, coming to you from the depths of Canada's beautiful Yukon Territory. Welcome to another hour of great music, covering the twists and turns, side roads and alleys that the blues have taken over the last century. Listen and explore with us the sources, the artists, and the instruments they've mastered. Thanks to a legacy of almost 100 years of blues on record, we can trace the dynamics that have made blues part of the bedrock of 21st century popular music. And it starts right here. Welcome to the first Blues at the Junction episode dedicated to cover versions of blues songs. And we will start with a blues classic, Born Under a Bad Sign, written by Booker T and originally released by Albert King in 1967. Our cover version has all the right riffs from all the right instruments and Homer Simpson. Yes, that Homer Simpson. Enjoy this as a masterpiece of parody and for its blues roots. Homer Simpson whining as only he can through Born Under a Bad Sign.
Born under a bad sign, been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to grow. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I don't like to read, I can hardly write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. And that ain't no lie. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no kind of luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. You know, beer and bowling is all I crave. A big bag of pork rind gonna carry me to my grave. Born under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I tell you, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Good take, boys. Yeah. I think now that I'm a blues singer, I should have some kind of name. How about Buddy Simpson? No? Big Homer. T-Bone Homer. Blind Lemon Simpson. Blind...
Our second track, and the first of several by Canadian artists on today's show, was written and recorded by Sam Lightnin' Hopkins. He was born in Texas more than 100 years ago, where he learned to play alongside blues greats Blind Lemon Jefferson and Texas Alexander. He died in 1982 with over 800 songs recorded and the unusual accolade of 35 years as poet in residence in the Texan city of Houston to his credit. Cowboy Junkies didn't get together until 1985, 3 years after the death of Lightnin' Hopkins. Their first album, provocatively titled Whites Off Earth Now, has several blues covers. Our choice today is Lightnin' Hopkins' song Shining Moon. And listen out for the unforgettable line, I tiptoe to his window just to see how sweet he snores. Here are Cowboy Junkies, fronted by the ethereal voice of Margot Timmins floating through Shining Moon. In the early 1960s, British bands were leading the blues revival in Europe. The Rolling Stones are a prime example. They had taken their name from a song by Chicago blues star Muddy Waters, and their 1964 debut album contained several Chicago-style rhythm and blues covers. We are going with the Slim Harpo song, I'm a King Bee. It was Slim's first record released in 1957 and only a local hit. His record sales never quite matched the popularity of frontline bluesmen, though his songs were recorded by many British blues bands of the 1960s, with the Moody Blues taking their name from one of his tunes. He died of a heart attack in 1970, just 46 years old. Slim Harpo's original has a powerful, raunchy beat, which the Stones follow faithfully. The Rolling Stones, I'm a King Bee.
Well, I'm a King Bee. buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, baby, buzzing around your hive. Yeah, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee, baby, want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world has never seen. Well, buzz a while. Sing it then. Well, I'm a king, babe, can buzz all night long. Well, I'm a king, babe, baby, can buzz all. Yeah, I can buzz better, baby, when your man is gone.
If you're not familiar with our second Canadian artist, Harry Manx, then we have a treat for you. He has been enthusiastically lauded by musicians, honored with multiple awards, tours often, and puts out a new album pretty well every year. Expertly playing both lap-style slide guitar and the multi-stringed Mohan Veena, he fuses blues and classical Indian music. He is a great live entertainer and perfection seeker on his recorded work. Given the respect Harry Manx has earned for himself, it's fitting that this cover song pairs him with a premier bluesman, Charlie Patton. Charlie Patton died in 1934 after a short life, maybe only living into his early 40s. His five-year recording career between 1929 and 1934 produced less than 60 blues and gospel songs, but earned him the title, the Father of the Delta Blues, because of his original songs and influence on later bluesmen, John Lee Hooker, Howlin' Wolf, Tommy Johnson, and many others. Listen to Harry Manx's cool cover of Charlie Patton's 1930s original, Moon Going Down.
Yeah, where were you, baby? Oh, when the Clarksdale mill burned down. Yeah, where were you, darling? Oh, when the Clarksdale mill burned down. Yeah, I was way down in Sunflower, oh, with my face all in a frown. But there's a house over yonder, painted all over green. Yeah, there's a house over yonder. Oh, Lord, ain't it painted all over green? They got some of the finest women. Oh, but a man has ever seen. Man has ever seen.
Like Moon Going Down, our next song was also first recorded in 1930. There are no other similarities. Lucille Bogan's declaration, "I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know," is a war cry against moral correctness, in keeping with much of her recorded output, which featured subjects not discussed in polite society: drugs, prostitution, lesbians. There have been many cover versions of her less offensive songs, but few artists have tackled the more controversial topics. From their wonderful Hot Flash album, Sapphire and the Uppity Blues Women do full justice to Lucille Bogan with their jaunty, rocking version of Sloppy Drunk.
Well, I'd rather be sloppy drunk. Thank you. but I'd rather be sloppy drunk and sitting in the sand. Well, I'd rather be sloppy drunk and sitting in the sand than to be with you where you just don't understand. Well, I'd rather be sloppy drunk.
Robert Johnson's fame, almost worship since the 1960s, is far out of proportion to the 29 known songs he recorded. The myth and conjecture surrounding him has resulted in a larger-than-life persona. What we do know is, on his recordings, he was a consummate guitarist. He composed original songs and music, and like many bluesmen, he played a wide variety of music aimed at satisfying the audience of the day. Stop Breaking Down Blues was first released in March 1938, 5 months before he died at age 27, supposedly poisoned by a jealous husband. This version by the Jeff Healey Band is from their 1995 Cover to Cover album. Jeff Healey's whole life revolved around music, starting at age 3 when he got his first guitar and ending at age 41 when he succumbed to cancer. In the years between, as well as leading his band, he amassed a giant record collection, hosted radio shows, and played and recorded with many of the top blues and rock musicians. Later, he turned to traditional jazz, playing the trumpet. Our track highlights Jeff Healey's own consummate guitar playing on Robert Johnson's Stop Breaking Down.
stop breaking down. Stuff I got gonna bust your brains out. Lord, it make you lose your mind.
You are listening to Blues at the Junction and the first of several shows of blues covers. There is a deep and rich mine of good music in blues covers. If you have any suggestions for covers we could include in future shows or any other comments, why not email them to us? Our address is batj@mail.com. That is batj@mail.com. Here's one of those songs you can't get out of your head for days. It is a song we probably all know from the 1988 movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit, titled Why Don't You Do Right? The tune itself goes back to 1936 when it was recorded with different lyrics by its composer, bluesman Kansas Joe McCoy, as the Weed Smoker's Dream. With new lyrics, it was a blues hit in 1941 for Lil Green, who worked mostly in Chicago, where she died of pneumonia at the young age of 34. Over the years, the song has had a terrifically broad appeal, with cover versions ranging from jazz great Peggy Lee, opera star Kiri Takanawa, Irish muse Sinead O'Connor, to the Carolina Chocolate Drops. We are going with the Roger Rabbit version sung by Amy Irving. It's absolutely captivating. Amy Irving and Why Don't You Do Right?
You had plenty money in 1922. Some other men do. Get out of here. Give me some money too. You're sitting down. Get me some money too.
Coincidentally, Why Don't You Do Right has also been covered by our next artist, the delightfully named China Moses. But today we are playing China Moses for her version of Crazy Blues, one of the surprisingly few covers of this song. You would expect a song widely regarded as the first vocal blues ever recorded by an African American would be widely covered, if only out of respect for its origins. Mamie Smith was the lady who, in 1920, brought blues out into the open. She had been a vaudeville performer for years, singing a range of popular music. Her first record, made on February 14th, Valentine's Day 1920, wasn't a blues or a hit. Back in the studio in August 1920, she cut only the two tracks that were to make history, Crazy Blues and It's Right Here for You. Her record sold 75,000 copies in a month and a million inside a year, pretty well exclusively to black people. Record companies smelled a profit from a previously untapped market, and the rest, as they say, is history. We will be playing Mamie Smith and many of the other original artists on future episodes of Blues at the Junction. Today is China Moses Day. Born in Los Angeles in 1978, the daughter of jazz singer Didi Bridgewater, China nowadays lives in France. She's been releasing records since she was 16. Recently, her records have focused on the songs of her musical heroines, hence her version of Crazy Blues released 92 years after Mamie Smith's original, China Moses and Crazy Blues.
He's
Canned Heat, a band formed in 1965 Los Angeles by two blues enthusiasts, drew much inspiration for their own music from older blues. Mostly, they were a five-piece band, but due to drug and alcohol misuse and very public fights, they have had rotating personnel changes with about 40 different musicians to date. In their heyday, the 5 years to 1970, their many successes included historic live performances at the Monterey Jazz Festival and the legendary Woodstock Music Festival, plus international number one hits with On the Road Again, a reworking of Tommy Johnson's 1928 song, Big Road Blues, and Going Up the Country, based on Bulldoze Blues, a 1927 record of Henry Ragtime Texas Thomas. Going Up the Country is the one we'll play, but first a little about Henry Ragtime Texas Thomas. Born in 1874 of ex-slave parents, his music is seen as a link between the West African origins of pre-blues and how those traditions evolved into country blues. By 1890, age 16, he was hoboing around, playing music wherever he could get a paying audience. It was to be another 37 years before he made records in 1927. 3 years later, 1930, he had disappeared, maybe died. His music, recorded at the height of country blues popularity, included older elements such as reels, ballads, spirituals, as well as blues. He strummed his guitar like a banjo and played quills, a homemade set of cane reeds like panpipes. Both banjo and quills have a history going back to Africa. You can hear an original Henry Thomas recording, Fishing Blues, on our episode themed around instruments. Right now, it's Canned Heat, reproducing Henry Thomas's quill melody on a flute, playing Going Up the Country.
Thank you.
In the blues world of the 1930s, the Mississippi Sheiks were an unusual group, essentially a multi-member string band that played for white and black audiences. They were respected by many of their contemporaries and later blues players for their instrumental and songwriting skills. For live performances, the band's lineup was fluid, with most of its members coming from the 10 or 11 children of one family, the Chapmans. For their recordings, they centered on three of the Chapman brothers, Bo, Lonnie, and Sam, plus Walter Vinscon. The first record, Sitting on Top of the World, was just Lonnie Chapman on violin and Walter Vinscon on guitar and vocals, was a multi-million seller. It has been covered by so many artists since, we couldn't decide who to play. So we have another hit made by this same pair and originally released in 1931, Things About Comin' My Way. And in Canadian, Ndidi Onakwulu, we have a good match for the unusualness of the Mississippi Sheiks. Of Nigerian heritage, she's from Burns Lake, a village of less than 4,000 souls in northern British Columbia. We can't find her age, only that she grew up in the 1980s. Unlike many of the child prodigies we tell you about, she never showed much interest in music as a career until she was a young adult. She established her musical reputation first in New York and then Toronto, experimenting with hip-hop, electronica, and rock, before settling into her present style, which she describes as African blues. She is outspoken on many social issues and has said she wants to be a politician someday. Meantime, taken from a compilation album featuring more than 20 musicians paying tribute to the Mississippi Sheiks, here is Ndidi Onakwulu and Things About Comin' My Way.
Tough love that I once have had. my heart traveling. Well, things about coming my way. Oh, take me, baby, just as I am. Haven't got any money, I am all in a jam. But after all my heart traveling, well, things about coming my way.
The last song in our first airing of blues covers was a Son House original. Born in 1902, he had a checkered career in and out of music. His religious upbringing made him hostile to blues. That was until he heard a traveling bluesman playing bottleneck guitar. At age 25, he taught himself guitar and was soon supplementing his day job wages, working with other bluesmen at dances and picnics. A few years later, 1928 to 1929, he served a couple of years in the infamous Mississippi State Penitentiary, Parchman's Farm, allegedly for murder, though the details have never been clear. When he got out, he briefly worked alongside Delta Blues legend Charlie Patton. They both recorded for the Paramount label in 1930, but Son House, unlike Charlie Patton, was not a success. His next 12 years followed a similar routine, playing for parties, dances, juke joints, but working outside music to supplement his income. He was popular locally, even described as a leading musician in Coahoma County, Mississippi, where he made an impression on the young Robert Johnson and Muddy Waters. He recorded again in 1941 and 42, but these recordings by music researcher Alan Lomax were for the Library of Congress and not for commercial release. He left the Mississippi blues scene and moved to New York State to work as a railway porter, and here he was rediscovered by blues fans in 1964. At that time, he wasn't playing music, he didn't even own a guitar, and was drinking heavily. Paraded before fans caught up in the folk music revival, the few performances he gave were terrible. Along came a savior, a 20-year-old blues enthusiast and skilled guitarist, Alan Wilson, who was to go on and co-found the group we heard earlier, Canned Heat. Alan Wilson has, deservedly, been given great credit for teaching Son House to play Son House. So successful was the turnaround that barely a year later, a writer in Sing Out magazine declared Son House to be the greatest blues singer alive today. For the next decade, he was very popular, playing at folk festivals, touring North America, and to Europe twice. Ill health forced him to retire from music again in the mid-1970s. He moved to Detroit and lived quietly until his death in 1988. Out of this turmoiled life came what the first edition of the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Music claimed was one of the most anguished and emotionally stunning laments in the blues oeuvre. The song Death Letter Blues. Son House recorded the song in April 1965, his slashing guitar style and growling voice the forces that backed up the anguish and emotion in his lyrics. So who did we find to do justice to such a powerhouse of a blues? We found Cassandra Wilson, born in 1955 in Jackson, Mississippi, only 150 miles from Son House's birthplace of Lyon, Mississippi. Cassandra's website tells us that she played piano at age 6, guitar at 12, and was working as a vocalist by the mid-70s, and that she interprets vintage blues in fresh and creative ways. So, for you to decide on freshness and creativity, from her 1995 album New Moon Daughter, is Cassandra Wilson and Death Letter Blues.
I got a little this morning. How deep do you really bet? Her and the man you love is dead. I got a little this morning. Got down the road. When I got there, he was laying on the cooling board. I grabbed up my suitcase and I took off down the road. When I got there, he was laying on the cooling board. And I looked him right close. Good old boy lay down till judgment day. Yes. Ooh, I look down in his face. Well, good old boy, I lay till judgment day. Ooh, like it's 10,000 people standing round. Didn't know I loved him until they lay him down. Looked like 10,000 people standing around the bare ground. Well, I didn't know I loved him till they lay him down. Got it this morning, break a day. I was hugging the pillow where my sweet man used to lay. Oh, hush. About to heard him call my name. One so loud, so nice and plain.
If you would like to hear any of your favorite blues covers on Blues at the Junction, tell us, and we will see what we can do. You can contact us through our really easy email, batj@mail.com. That's batj@mail.com. Or find more information on our web pages. Go to junctionjam.ca and click on the Blues at the Junction tab. We are planning a protest and social awareness and blues theme for our next show. Until then, we are David Sillery, Research and Writing, Dieter Gade at Silky Sound Studio, Technical Production, and I'm your host, Maria Leniak. Thanks to Junction Arts and Music for sponsoring us, and thanks to you for listening.